Amen and amen. Now remember, we said that there is a stopwatch, and the book of Revelation opens up and it goes forward from one act to another in chronological order. Don't listen to these Bible teachers that say the seals and the trumpets and the vials are all at the same time. It will make you more confused than a termite in a yo-yo. God makes it clear it's one thing after the other as it unfolds. And I used to not be able to understand the book of Revelation. And thank God that he helped me to understand it through my own study of the Word of God, through Bible teachers that like Marvin Rosenthal, Bob Van Kampen, and others that were helpful. But anyway, I hope this class is helpful to you, and don't be worried if some of it goes over your head, you know. I understand that. We're at different levels, but just get what you can. Now, here's the thing. In chapter number something, the stopwatch is paused at the end of that chapter. And then it clicks back on at another chapter in Revelation. And there are two chapters between the pausing of the stopwatch. And I'm so glad I got this on today. That's so good. I always forget this. There are two chapters between the pausing of the stopwatch and the starting of the chronological order. And those two chapters take you back for his history and an overview of prophecy to deal with two important subjects that just the writer, and the writer is the Lord, using John, that the Lord wanted us to know about, okay? So, does anybody know when the stopwatch is paused and when it clicks back on? Diane Payne. Right, chapter 11, it's paused. And Diane, do you know when it's clicked back on? 14. So if you're studying Revelation and you want to follow in order, when you study chapter 11 or read it, you can read chapter 14 and pick right up. Now, we've been studying chapter 12 and 13, not yet 13, but chapter 12. And chapter 12 deals with something very important. We already had part of it last week, and we're going to finish it this week. And chapter 12 deals with something very important. Does anybody know what basically is this big historical saga that's being covered, so to speak, and the future prophetic subject that's being covered in chapter 12? Put it in your own words. What's being covered in chapter 12? Mrs. Sobotnik? Yes. Yes. Yes, correct. Yep. Yep. Satan's war against Israel. Yeah. So she has it. Yes, she has it. It is a, yeah, you did good. It is a saga, a whole warfare between God and Satan. They are fighting it out. They are duking it out. This is a big warfare. And really, it's no contest. God could knock him out with one punch. He really could. He could have him out in the first round. But God has chosen to let this thing fight. And God has chosen to let Satan fight. And Satan gets, I think, in his mind that he's going to win this fight somehow. He actually has that much hubris. He thinks he's going to beat God. And I believe Satan believes his own lie that he and God are both evolved out of primordial soup, you know. But I don't believe that's true, of course. But people are going to more and more embrace Satanism. You see it coming out in the cartoons. You see it coming out in the ancient gods, as Jonathan Cahn says, that are coming into our country, and in public schools that are now having outward worship of Satan going out. And Satan really is going to come out in the open, but so is God. This warfare is going to break out into the open very soon, and it's going to be apparent that there is a fight between God and Satan. And God wants us to see this fight and know that I read the last page, God wins, right? And Cynthia is absolutely right. The fight centers on the birth of the Messiah. Throughout history, Satan has fought against the birth of the Messiah. Why does he want to stop the Messiah who comes from the nation of Israel? God says in Genesis 3:15, and he says it also in the prophecy that we studied in Genesis, I believe it's 36, 37 there. I have to look up the address. But it's the prophecy about Israel, and Israel is the woman. Israel is the woman. Revelation 12, Genesis 3:15, that will give birth to Messiah. Israel is called the woman. And Satan has fought all through history against Israel and against the Messiah. Do you know why he's doing that? Yes. She hit it right on the button. And that's the theme of the whole Bible. I learned this not until I got into seminary and under the teaching of Dr. John Benson, who's now in heaven. A great man of God, a great Bible teacher, preacher, scholar. John Benson, great intellect. John Benson let me know about books such as The Greatness of the Kingdom by Dr. Elva McLean, The Theocratic Kingdom of Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which is about that thick, by a Lutheran theologian called George H.N. Peters. And it's all about the theme of the Bible, and they prove it. It's clear. I studied this out back in the day. The theme of this Bible is the mediatorial kingdom. And when Adam fell, he lost the king. He was the king of the earth. God gave him that right to rule for him. Adam fell, he lost it. Who took over for Adam, Sarge? Satan. He's usurped the throne. And he's had it for 6,000 years. But guess what? There's coming a king who's going to dethrone Satan. And it won't be at his first coming. His first coming just paid the price to do it by shedding his blood on the cross. His second coming will provide the KO punch. And that's what we're studying in Revelation. And that's what Revelation is talking about, this battle between God and Satan. And in looking at this battle, we were introduced to seven kingdoms. And those seven kingdoms we're going to study more as we get to Revelation 13, Revelation 17. They are called seven mountains. Some thought it was the seven hills of Rome, but seven hills of Rome are not mountains. Mountains, if you look up using scripture to interpret scripture, speak of kingdoms or empires. And these seven empires are under Satan throughout history, and they had one prominent leader of that empire who tried to do what, basically? These seven historical empires from early times right up till the end, they tried to destroy what? Sarge? They've always had it in for Israel. Why? Diane just told us why. They want Israel because they want to kill every last Jew. Because if they can kill every last Jew, they can stop the kingdom from coming back to man, to Adam, to the second Adam, the Lord. They don't want man ruling over the world. Satan and his devils want to rule. They want to keep ruling. By the way, the god of this world, small g, is still the devil. He rules it. He rules it. The things you see happening in America now, that's the devil. He's trying to get rid of America so that he can bring in his one world government and rule the world through his man, the beast, and through his man, the Jewish Antichrist. Two men and Satan. That's the Trinity. They want to rule the world, and that's all going to be allowed to happen eventually. But we're fighting it now. Sarge?
Just answer the question for me. You know what? Why they have it in for America?
Yeah, there you go. They have it in for America because, and the Jews in America helped to support Israel. And America has come to fruition for two purposes from God. And we're in trouble now. We're in big trouble. But our two purposes is to be a friend to Israel in the last days. And number two, to get the gospel out, to provide the funds and the way for the church to get the gospel out. That's why the Supreme Court back at the turn of the last century in 1900s, early 1900s, said America's a Christian nation. It wasn't until that devil-possessed man, that wicked, stinking wicked man, Barack Hussein Obama, who said that we are no longer a Christian nation. He's still running things, by the way. Obama is working for the globalists right now. You say, I don't like what you're saying. Listen, you better stop being, ignorant to what Satan is doing. Andy?
My wife went out to New York City this morning. The Jewish Community Center, they go down every year to march in that parade for Israel. Julie Annie was there last year.
Really? That's awesome. Well, that's a parade I can support. That's good. And Andy's wife was born in Israel, is an Israeli. He has children that are Israeli citizens. That's awesome. That is really cool. And so, you know, that is our purpose. And we are a nation that, you know, is unique. There is an American exceptionalism. I believe in that. We're not perfect. And I'm not talking about now. We've really gotten away from it. We need to get back to it. But we are a Christian-influenced nation that God raised up to get the gospel out. And Israel was the Old Testament nation that is the nation that will be the nation through which the kingdom of heaven will be mediated by the Lord throughout the whole earth. And the capital of the kingdom will not be Washington, D.C., or Moscow, Russia, or Beijing, China. It will be Jerusalem, Israel. That's called Zion. And that's where we're going. And so just keep your eye on Israel. Keep your eye on the Middle East. And keep your eye on the Bible, because all these things are going to come to pass. So these different nations that fought against Israel had one prominent leader. The first one we see in the Bible is the nation of Egypt, raised up in the book of Genesis. And Egypt is right there at the beginning. And who was the prominent leader, Sarge?
Ramesses II.
All right. And that was the Pharaoh of Egypt who killed the Jewish boys and threw them in the Nile and wanted to exterminate the nation and assimilate it by marrying the girls into Egypt and getting rid of the boys, and he wanted to destroy Israel. But it did not work, right? And then the next one was Assyria, which was a huge kingdom in the Middle East that invaded Israel in 722 AD, AD 722. They took the 10 tribes out of the land and destroyed their land, basically, and occupied their land. And that was the Assyrian Empire under the leader Shalmaneser. And then after him came a third kingdom, and you know that kingdom mentioned in the four kingdoms of Babylon, I mean of Daniel, and the first one is Babylon, and remember Nebuchadnezzar, and he tried to make everybody worship his golden image, and if they didn't worship it, they were thrown into a burning fiery furnace. And that's a picture of the future beast. And anybody who doesn't worship his image will be beheaded. He will be killed. And that will be a hot tribulation. And so that was the third kingdom, the Babylonian kingdom. And you know, God took care of those three Hebrews that were in there, Aziel, Mishael, and so forth. And they have their you know, Babylonian names. Then came the Persian Empire after that. And the Persian Empire had a wicked man that influenced the leader of that empire to kill the Jews. He wanted to kill the Jews. And he gave a lot of money to do it. And they had a day set up. They cast lots, or Purim, a day set up to kill the Jews in the Persian Empire. And anybody that it was legal to kill Jews, you could hunt Jews and kill them. And which was Satan trying to exterminate him. Does anybody know who that influential leader was? He was an Agite, which could be an Amalekite. Yeah, Diane? Huh?
Haman.
Right, Haman. And last I remember, Haman got hung, didn't he? Haman got hung. So, you see, and instead of it being a celebration for Satan to kill all the Jews off, it became a holiday for Jews, a new holiday called Purim. And the Jews still celebrate it. Satan will not win over God's people. And then after Persia came the Grecian Empire. And the Grecian Empire was under Alexander the Great. Now, Alexander was a friend of the Jews, but he was a Hellenist. He wanted Greek culture everywhere, which was corrupt. And Alexander was corrupt. He died around 30 years old in a drunken orgy, and he was but he was a great military leader, a great generous person. He was good to the Jews. But when he died, his kingdom split up into four parts. And there was a part that was the Egyptian part, and another part was the Syrian part to the north of Israel. And a man arose over that who put an image of Jupiter in the Holy of Holies, probably looking like him, and then had a pig killed and put on the altar, which is an abomination. And he killed any Jews that didn't go along with Hellenization. And he was of the Grecian Empire. What was that man's name? Anybody know? Satan possessed. Antiochus Epiphanes. Antiochus Epiphanes. He is a type of the future beast. I don't say the Antichrist. He's a type of the beast, the Gentile ruler. All right, then the next one after the Grecian Empire and the fourth one of Daniel, so this would be the sixth empire that rose, and this was a mighty empire. And this empire invaded Israel, raised their temple to the ground, which I saw all the stones thrown down, you know, and all of the ruins of this. They're still there if you go to Jerusalem. Who was that empire? What was that empire? Yeah. Roman Empire, correct. And Titus was the emperor then that did destroy Jerusalem. And he was also the general, emperor's son and general. So that was the Roman. That gets us through six empires. Well, I don't know that it is Nero of Rome, but he did persecute too. I said Titus, because he was the one that destroyed the temple. And so that's six empires. And then it talks about another empire that's going to appear for a little time and rise up and then fall. And that empire, after AD 70, when Rome defeated Israel, would arise up. And during the time of the pause of things, he would attack the Jewish people and try to destroy them while they're still in diaspora, because ever since AD 70, the Jewish people have been destroyed. There's been no Israel. From AD 70 right on to May 14, 1948, there was no Israel. And Satan destroyed it. And they tried to rebel against the Romans. And a Roman emperor called Justinian in about 110 AD, I think that the rebellion was called the Bar Kokhba Rebellion. And it was the son of Kokhba, Bar means son of. He tried to rebel. And this Justinian, the emperor of Rome, said, "Who are these Jews that are trying to rebel? Here's what you do to them. I want you to make Jerusalem and the Temple Mount a toilet, and turn it into a toilet." And everybody defecates that and urinates there. And he said, "Let me ask you another question," which they did, by the way. Then he said, "Let me ask you another question." He said, who is the country that's the worst enemy of Israel in the history of Israel?" And they said, "Well, it was the Philistines." And they said, And he said, "Well, the Philistines, huh? All right, I want you to name Israel, not Israel anymore. I want you to name it after the Philistines." And of course, he spoke Latin. So instead of Philistia, it was called Palestina. That's the Latin word for Philistines. Palestina, which in the English would be Palestine. And whenever Israel is called Palestine, that is an insult, and it goes into what the devil wanted to turn it into, a toilet. But you see, the question I'm going to ask you is, Sarge, who was that man that rose between the Roman destruction and the coming final empire? Yep.
Hitler,
the Third Reich. And they were one of the most cruel empires, and if you see the concentration camps, and I like to watch, I don't like to, but I do watch documentaries on that, movies on that time, because it was a time of Satan. And Hitler tried to kill every last Jew on earth. Wherever he conquered during World War II in Europe, he just set up big concentration camps and started killing Jews. In one movie I watched, the girl said, where's my mother and father? And a lady in the camp, I say lady, a beast, she said, see those chimneys over there? Your mother and father are right now coming up as smoke from those chimneys. And they would divide them. And she said she was with her mother going to the left, and there was a German officer there, and he goes to her to the right. To the right meant she was going to work and live until she dropped dead, work, and the mother went to the left and was burned. But that's the way it was. Now, you say, why did that get allowed? His blood be upon us and our people, the Jewish people said when they crucified Jesus. And God said, okay, this is what you get. Behold the goodness and severity of God. And so this is what you get. And that is what he allowed. God didn't do it. Satan did it. But you want Satan, this is what he does to you. This is what Satan does. It's not a game. It's not a game. And we're not playing games here, you know. And the gospel is not a game, you know, that we preach. It's good news, but it's bad news if you reject it. And hell is real. And hell on earth is real. Those terrible, the Holocaust, Holocaustos. And what it means is a burnt offering to Satan. That's what the Holocaust was. It's burning, it's fire. And the ovens were there. And anyway, that is the seven beast empires of Satan. But there's one more coming, and it's an eighth beast empire. There's one more coming. It's an eighth beast empire. And it's going to conquer Europe this time. And it's going to conquer the Middle East this time. Not so much by war, although war will be somewhat involved. It's conquered more by peace. And after World War II and Hitler failed to conquer, the Fabian socialists in England started coming up with another socialism. You know, the Nazis were national socialists out of Hitler. But the Fabian socialists were socialists that wanted socialism, you know, throughout Europe. And they started moving for a European Union. Have peace in Europe. No more wars in Europe. And that European Union has been developing over the years. That's why I'm for Brexit, because I'm not for the European Union, and I'm not for the United Nations, not for any of these unions. I'm for nationalism under God, and that's what God is for, nations, not UN. But Satan wants a one-world government, and peace on earth, goodwill toward men, yeah, right, his peace. And so this great conquest is happening in Europe, and it's going to be worldwide. There's going to be a world with unions. And there's going to be 10 unions. There'll be a European Union, which will be a Euro-Mediterranean Union. There'll be probably some African Union, Asian Union, you know, North American Union, and so forth. There will be 10 unions. And they're the 10 horns and the 10 crowns of this final beast empire. And then there'll be one man, the beast, who's a Gentile, that lived before, was ahead of one of the previous seven empires, died, went to hell, and he's coming out of hell, and he is going to rule over this one world government that's coming, and he will also, no doubt, rule over the European Union. Now, we'll study who that man is. But it's incredible how things are coming down. And so we're coming in. And Israel, at the beginning of the 7 years, is going to make a peace agreement and a treaty or a covenant with the European Union. And that covenant is mentioned not in Daniel 9, 24 through 27. That's the Mosaic covenant. But the Mosaic covenant will be reestablished when that covenant is signed, because the leader of the European Union will say, okay, you can legally do your Mosaic covenant on the Temple Mount. I'll back it. For 7 years, I'll back it if you'll have this covenant with me. And does anybody know what the covenant with the European Union is between Israel and the European Union that begins this 70th week? It's called a covenant with death. Does anybody know what the stipulation of the covenant is? What the center piece of the covenant is, Sarge?
Israel's going to yield to sovereignty for protection so they can worship freely.
Yeah. Israel will yield up her sovereignty as a nation, and Israel will be part of the European Union. Now, that will give them protection, right? The thing is, in Psalm 83, Jeremiah 49, in Ezekiel 37, 38, you see divine protection on Israel. That's still coming. I don't have time to get into all that, but that's coming. Very soon, Jeremiah 49 is going to come into play. You say, what's that? A war with Iran or an invasion of Iran by air to knock out their IBCMs. Israel will be involved in that. I believe since Donald Trump is for it, somehow he's going to be president. I personally believe DeSantis is going to start pulling ahead of him, but God will take him out for president because I believe Donald Trump's coming back, and I believe that he will lead in that invasion. Now, that's not Bible. I don't have that in the Bible. That's me. Just understand that. But vote for Trump. You say he's not perfect. No, he's not. Far from it. But he's the perfect man for the job. Because the wickedness that's up there, nobody could take what he took. Nobody could take it. And he's for Israel, and he's for this country. So I'm just saying to you, unless you want to go right into this timeline, vote for Trump. And we're looking at this thing, and we're saying Israel will give away their sovereignty so they can have protection to be part of the European Union. And as Sarge said, they can have their Mosaic covenant strengthened by having it reestablished on the Temple Mount with all the sacrifices, with the priesthood. If you live into this time, you will see it. The temple being rebuilt, the sacrifice being offered. It may even start ahead of that, I don't know. But when this starts, it will be under European Union law and no doubt recognized by the UN as well, because the European Union, UN, you know, the European Union is the centerpiece of the UN and all of that. So that's where we're headed. And this is Satan with his 10-horned beast empire that we see in Revelation 13. We'll talk more about it. And then there'll be the UN or the global government, which we'll look at in Revelation 13 as well. That's where everything is headed. So when I'm fighting these things and preaching against these things, sometimes people say, oh, you shouldn't get into politics. I'm not getting into politics. I'm getting into spiritual warfare. And I'm talking to you that we need to pray that we as Christians can live peaceable lives in all godliness and honesty and keep on with our worship, keep on with our, because otherwise they'll come and take me away in handcuffs. Just like what they do to the peaceful protesters of January 6th. What do they turn them into? Insurrectionists. Had the FBI come to my house and knock on my door. I'm just saying, Satan is real, and Israel is real, and these things are real. We have a nation with a Bill of Rights, and the old liberals in the Democrat Party, people like Robert F. Kennedy, for instance, Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he's a Democrat. I don't agree with his politics as far as his socialism, his liberalism. I don't agree with that. But boy, Robert Kennedy Jr., he believes in the Bill of Rights. He's a good man. That's why they will kill him. Or, if I'm not saying literally kill him, although his father was killed. But I'm saying they will not let him win. Because it'll be rigged against him. I'm just telling you. And this is what we're dealing with. That's why Mike Lindell, my pillow guy, buy my pillows, buy my pillows, buy the new one. Because he's right when he says, Mike Lindell says, that, And basically, he's saying, we've got to get away from Smartmatic and Dominion machines. They are hacking into them. You say, well, the judges in court in Arizona went again. Yeah, they're corrupt. You say, I don't believe you. Well, it's a free country. I'm just telling you, I've watched this. I'm not ignorant of Satan's devices. And I watch the Word of God. That's where I'm coming from. I'm coming from this. I study this thing. See, that's where I'm coming from. So just be aware of that. Now we're finishing up with chapter 12. That was a long lead-in, all right? Let's go to number 1, 12, 1 and 2, and number 1, and you're going to fill in that blank there in your notes, but let me read 1 and 2. You listen as I read it. It says, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and moon under her feet and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars, and she being with child cried, travailing in pain, to be delivered. All right. Now, you know who that woman is. We already said it is Israel. And then in Genesis 37, 9, this is number 2 in your notes, it is clear that in Joseph's dream, the sun represented his father, the moon represented his father's surviving wife, the 11 stars that bowed down to him represent the children of Israel, along with Joseph, who would be the 12th. Thus, the woman in Revelation 12 represents the nation of Israel, which gave birth to the Messiah, the mediatorial king, originally prophesied in Genesis 3:15. The history of the Bible from Genesis through Revelation details the cosmic warfare between God and Satan over the mediatorial rule of the earth through God's chosen man, who is the seed of the woman. Wow, that's a lot there. And we've been talking about that for the whole hour here. So no more needs to be said. That's all in verses 1 and 2. Now notice number 3 in your notes. Verse 2 is a graphic description of the nation of Israel through its virgin lady representative who has experienced the pain of the virgin birth prophesied in Isaiah 7:14. So there are many, many prophecies in the Bible. Every one of them were fulfilled concerning the first coming of Jesus Christ. Even his virgin birth, that a virgin would have a baby. We know she was a Jewish lady named Mary from the tribe of Judah, from the family of David, who went back to Bethlehem under the rule of the emperor of Rome, Augustus Caesar. And they had to go back to their homeland and be taxed. So this family was living in northern Israel in Nazareth, but they had to go back to Bethlehem. When I visited Israel, I went to Bethlehem. I went to Nazareth. They had to go back because that's where Joseph's family was from. That's where Mary's. They were both descended from David. Joseph was the adopted father, not bio father. God was the bio father. Mary was the bio mother. And Jesus is God and man. Amazing. The Son of God. The only one that can save you. Church can't save you. Your good works can't save you. Your prayers can't even save you. Only Jesus and your faith in him as your one and only hope of heaven can save you. And Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And the man said to Jesus on the cross, would you remember me when you come into your mediatorial kingdom? That thief is going to be there in that kingdom. He's going to be part of the ruling aristocracy of that kingdom in a glorified body. You will see him if you're saved. And the only way you can be saved is through your faith in Jesus Christ. So that's what it's all about. And this is talking about that. And then number 4 in your notes, it says in Revelation 12:3, the great red dragon is introduced as the villain in this cosmic warfare. In Genesis 3, he first appears as a smaller, what? Serpent. But in Revelation, he appears as a giant dragon. By the way, the word dragon, the modern word coined in the 1800s when the evolution was coming about through Darwin, is dinosaurs. Dinosaurs. And Satan is the anointed cherub. There were 5 of them, and they represent different parts of God's creation on earth. Satan is over the reptilians, all the lizards, all the alligators and crocodiles. All of those, Satan is over the reptilians. And that's why there's only four beasts, not five, around the throne of God, because Satan has been removed from his position. Yep. Yeah. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. I am so, so sorry. I don't know how that happened. Yeah, I am so sorry. I will rectify that immediately, but you should have had two pages. Did you get two pages? You only got one page. Okay. Let me fix that. Can somebody find Miss Alicia, and I'll need this back. Cynthia, why don't you do it? Find Miss Alicia and ask her if we can run off this page. Say we didn't get this page. Yeah, she's probably in the left there, or in the right. I don't know where she is. Anyway, I will rectify that. I'm very sorry. I'm glad she was bold enough to raise her hand. I'm going on and on here. All right. Well, at any rate, I did a review of last week. So if you weren't here last week, you got just about everything. And it's probably good because the mic wasn't working last week. So everybody that's listening in gets the review. So God let that happen for a reason. So let's go to this lesson, and we will look at the verses that go to this lesson. Now, go with me to Revelation 12, verse 9. And I'll read that, and you can follow in your copy, Revelation 12, 9. And it says, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." Now, this is not a past tense event. This is a future event. You say, well, why is it written in the past tense? He was cast out. Because it's talking about the book of Revelation and prophesying about a future event that will happen in heaven. By the way, if you want to study that event, it's also in Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12 goes with Revelation chapter 12 and how this person was cast out of heaven left heaven. Now, first of all, who is the person in verse 9 that is cast out of heaven? It's very clearly identified. Sarge? Satan. And he's called the dragon, and he's called the old serpent. So he's called the old serpent and the great dragon. He's the old serpent because he's the one that got Eve to sin, remember? Satan, through the serpent, got Eve to sin, and then he got Adam, she got Adam to sin. So he got a snake can slip in, can it? Slither in under the door, slip in. He slipped in as a snake, a poison snake. But in the book of Revelation, he's this great red dragon. If you read chapter 13, he's this great dragon. And that snake grew up to be a great dragon. And that means he now controls the government of the world, the kingdom of the world on earth through the beast and his Antichrist. And nobody can buy or sell without his permission. Satan is a control freak. That's why he wants to get rid of our freedoms in the United States. He doesn't want freedom of speech. He doesn't want freedom of religion. He doesn't want a free enterprise economy. He wants the socialist economy where the government gives you their crumbs and they eat like kings. That's what socialism always does. The people in government, they are like kings. Look at these people. They talk about the Green New Deal, which is the Green Raw Deal. It's not a Green New Deal. It is basically a lie that says we've got global warming. They've made so many predictions about the earth being flooded. The polar bears are still up there. The ice caps are still there. It's a lie. Don't believe it. And so they're doing this, and they're flying around in their big jets. They have their multi-homes, maybe five homes, some of them, and all this carbon they're burning up. It's baloney. Don't buy it. Not Christians shouldn't buy it.
It's a religion.
It's satanic. And they try to say it's science, you know, but it's, yes, ma'am.
What we have here is what was written, you know, this was, this is the same thing, but that's not what you're talking about. You're saying number three.
Okay. No, I'm not reading. I was doing last week. I was doing last week. But go ahead and just, do you have the second page of this? This week.
It's on the back.
It's on the back. Okay, we're good.
But you see, you...
Okay, we're good. You fixed us up, Mrs. Obodnick. You don't need to do any more. You straightened me out and straightened us all up. So your lesson is right. It's on the front and back. You're good. I'm just bad, but I'm straightening it out now. Okay. All right. We got it. Your leader has problems. Yeah. So, what's that? what's going on right now in this world. Satan is trying to take over control. He is a control freak. And that's mentioned here in verse 9 of Revelation chapter 12. Now, he was cast out of heaven. You say, well, when was he in heaven? He's still in heaven now. He can go to heaven now. He goes through the whole world as a roaring lion, Peter said, seeking whom he may devour. But Job said he goes up into heaven and he accuses Job. He reports with the sons of God who are angels. And he says, here I am, Lucifer. No, you're Satan now. No, I'm Lucifer. You're Satan. What's your report? Well, have you checked out Job? He's supposed to be your servant. Look at this guy. Have you checked him out? Oh, if you let me, you've just protected him. If you let me get at him, he'll curse you. He'll curse you. And God said, okay, but do not touch his life, just his things and his family. Satan took all his things and killed his kids. That's how wicked he is. And God said, he didn't curse me, did he? He praised me. Satan said, yeah, but you take away his health. Give him a pandemic. Bill Gates, he's a devil. Fauci's a devil. Wicked people that launch this thing. Satanic people. And that's not allowed to be talked about. But I pray they'll get theirs. Because they kill a lot of people. They need to get theirs. They killed more than Hitler and did it more smart than Hitler did. Anyway, you look at these people and you took the jab, you got snookered. You shouldn't have taken the jab. I know people took the jab and they're dead. I know people took the jab and they're alive. But it's not good what's put in their body. And the more you took, the worse it